love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you're
what?
If you're French in the bathroom,
babble.
Oh, I forgot the joke. It's one of the oldest jokes ever.
If you're French in the bathroom,
no. Oh. If you're okay, let me get this. I got this.
All right,
if you're
French, I believe you.
If you're peeing,
okay.
You know what it is.
If you're
French in the bathroom, and you're Spanish in the
bedroom. Okay.
I think I found it.
Yeah, this is not going well. Can you read it for me, Gabe?
No, if you're
French, you have a monster.
I got one. You want some?
One?
Of course.
I want my own.
All right.
Well, anyways.
Gabe,
what is it? This is literally the oldest joke ever.
If you're French in the bedroom and Italian in the kitchen, what are you in the bathroom?
Don't tell me. Poop Persian.
That was terrible.
No, Persian. Poop Persian. Wasn't terrible.
European. European.
Well, guys, this is the first episode of my own podcast.
European.
No, it's really. It's,
oh.
It's not bad. I was going to say it's not bad.
European.
European.
A European.
I tell you what.
What's up?
I had a pee scare.
Pee scare
on Sunday.
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's a comedy club in North Hollywood that we both perform at occasionally. And have you been in the bathroom there?
Yeah, there's no stall. There's no door on the stall.
There's no anything.
The lights don't turn on?
The lights don't turn on. Everything's blown away. Okay, everyone who's listening or watching, imagine a bathroom in the mail, and there's the doors, you know, the stall doors.
Okay? Yeah.
So they all went away. I don't know what happened. Yeah. It was a hurricane. Something happened. But it's just a toilet.
But not there. Every time I go to that club, I go,
yeah.
Why is there not a door?
Yeah. So this is what happened. I walked in. The one that has the doors, there was someone in.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one available, and both of the stalls.
Did you have to poop?
No, I had to pee pee. Both of the urinals are broken. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's only one. Oh, no. Let me refresh. There's one urinal that's working, and there's a person in the peeing in the urinal, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the one with no stall doors is just wide open. I take three steps in, realize that I'm gonna have to just free willy pee with no doors.
What's wrong with that? Do you sit when you pee down?
I'm sorry.
You sit when you pee down.
Sit when I pee down.
Do you?
When I pee down.
Do you pee sitting down?
Yes. I mean, there I wouldn't. I would stand up.
I don't understand how this is any different than just using a urinal.
Yeah, what?
There's a big difference.
You walk in and you're facing a toilet and there's a wall.
But it's away from the wall a lot. All I'm saying is I felt very exposed.
What's the difference between that and a urinal?
The urinal, you can kind of get in there. Hide your pee-pee for people.
Is there there's no walls on either side of the stall?
That's what I'm saying. Just imagine a stall with the doors blown up. Like, there's nothing.
I understand.
There's nothing. It's just a fucking toilet in the middle of a bathroom.
Wait.
You got it?
But like, no, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Like a horse stable. They have it's long enough on the sides of the walls. Were you not deep up in there?
You've seen the bathroom.
There's a skinny stall, and then there's a big, was the big?
So right when you walk in, there's a stall with doors, regular, yeah. Normal.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows what that is. The one next to it, which is like 6 feet away,
mm-hmm.
is in the ether. Just there's no doors, and it's just a toilet, a regular toilet, okay. Just free willy.
Yeah.
And then there's one dude peeing in the urinal, and the urinal next to him, broken.
Uh-huh.
Dog. I walked in. I was such a, I felt like a little bitch kid. I walked in, realized the situation, fake like I had to just wash my hands.
Oh my God. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody's seen
of
the fake,
course.
Everybody's seen the fake wash your hands.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a bitch moment like that recently. I was at Barstool and
Flex.
You know. No, I literally did one podcast. I had to leave and nobody said anything. He was like, hey, Trevor Wallace is here. One guy gave me a, what's up?
Nobody said anything. Yeah, I went there, no one said anything. Anyway, I hate my life.
But their restroom, corporate offices always have the quietest bathrooms in the world.
Yeah, be louder.
Yeah, you could hear what people are thinking about.
Play They're jazz. Like, play jazz. Play jazz.
Yeah.
Have a harpist in the corner. Harpist? Yeah, whatever.
So I walk in there. So right as I walk in, I'm about to use a stall. But then I see a guy, and it's a small bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's New York. Small bathroom. Hey, there's one urinal, one stall. Stall, somebody doing the doo-doo. Right? Mm-hmm. And I go to pull up, and then I notice the guy that used the urinal behind me isn't washing his hands. He's just standing there, and he's on his phone.
Yeah.
And he's typing an email or something. Yeah. And I go, and I can't pee, because now I'm in my head. I'm hearing. I can feel him in my presence.
Yeah.
And there was a second where I wanted to turn around and be like, hey, man, do you always just write emails in the bathroom? I can't pee.
You should have done it.
I was very close to doing it.
Wow, I would have loved it.
But this was like 45 seconds, dead silence. I'm not peeing. You know when somebody's not peeing.
Yep.
He's thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And he's just literally probably like where me to Gabe is. Not far. Maybe, what is that, 8 feet?
Yeah, about 8 feet, yeah.
And I can just feel my presence. And this was like a minute. And I can't pee. And the guy's just typing. And I want to be like, how long is the fucking email? Do it outside.
Are you writing the Russian Constitution? Go outside. Yeah, there's no way it's there, yeah. There's
I'll
no
do
way
it for till the end of time. My biggest nightmare is the trough at Dodger Stadium. You want me to pee in a metal slide Absolutely with 40 not. Other dudes all on house arrest?
I mean, I can
How
come.
Are they here?
I'll come, but what? I can't pee. Huh? Dude, I've said this a million times. Australia was the worst trip of my life because they're all troughed up.
Really?
Troughed up.
Everywhere?
Troughed up.
What do you do?
I peed outside a bunch. I like prayed to go in that there was no one at the trough.
Oh my God.
And the amount of times I had, because if the stalls are taken, then you got to trough it up. Yeah. Not fucking troughing it up. Goddamn country full of prisoners. I'm not doing that.
What is that? What is that nerves?
You know what it is? It's my penis is not as big as your penis fear.
But nobody's looking at dongs.
I feel like they are.
No, it's just like, I just want to pee. I don't care. But I'm looking at my dick like, pee, bitch.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a mental thing.
Have you ever done my trick?
What?
It really works for me.
What is it?
I've said this on this podcast before. Where I pretend there's a girl down there and she's begging me to pee on her.
Here's a better trick that I've done before.
Okay.
When I used to have a day job, every once in a while, I would just, and by every once in a while, I mean all the time, I would take a sip of water before I go to the bathroom, hold it in my mouth, and then I'd lean over the urinal.
No, you wouldn't.
And spit it out into the urinal. Because that makes the noise of piss. Thus, my penis is like, oh, we're peeing? We're peeing. We're peeing. Every time.
You're a peeing.
European. I'm European. French in the bathroom.
You really
European.
Would do that?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's better than you being in a public restroom being like, oh, yeah, Barbara. I would put water in my mouth, and this is a trick for you. You guys all work at a Corpus Christi? Why is that a place? Corporate office, it's always so quiet in there. You can hear every noise, every
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Bada, bada, bada. I'm fucking not peeing. So I would put water. Here, I'll do it. Water in mouth.
There you go. Yeah. And then what? Mm. And you go. You can put it back in there. Yeah, go. That's fine.
But then I can't drink it. Let me drink it all the way until there's one last sip. Then
okay, then we'll do it. Okay.
Then I'll forget and I'll probably drink it.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so let me just chug this real quick.
Yep. He's chugging. All right. And here it is. Oddly hot.
But then the people around you are like, he's peeing.
Yep.
And then my dick's like, we're peeing. And it worked every single time.
So are you, you're thinking that your pee pee is nervous? Because
I just get in my head. If it's too quiet and somebody's in there, and I go, pee pee pee. It's like this. Sometimes when I know I need to come, I can't come. Like if I'm having the sex and I'll be like, I need to come. If I get two in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if I'm hitting that round two.
Uh-oh.
Which I fucking was. Babbel. Wrong sponsorship. Bluetooth.
Liquid IV, bro.
But if I then
if
head,
you want to come two times, liquid IV.
But then I'm in my head, go to drink it. I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, I can't come. Why am I not coming? I go, focus on coming. And then I take a 10-second break and I go, oh, just be a man again. Then I come.
Yeah.
So with the P factor, that's what I would do. And I in my where my desk was really close to the bathroom. So it's not like I had to go through an elevator with water in my mouth. Somebody's like, hey, Trevor, how's your weekend? I got to go.
Why wouldn't you just bring a water bottle?
Too sus. Every time I pee, I got a water bottle.
You know what I hate so much? Starbucks bathrooms when you're like doing a little bit of work at Starbucks. Because like when you got to pee.
What do you do with a laptop?
What do you do? What do you do?
You got to pack it all
up.
And then somebody takes your spot.
Every
and now they're just jerking off to Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And you're like, sir, that is my seat.
I need it. I need it.
Or you just pull the fucking risky one and you leave it and you go to the bathroom.
Or you pull a kind of a medium one where you go, hey, can you watch my stuff?
And this guy goes, I'm wanted in Arkansas. And you go, what about California?
I need a shit though.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Why?
Especially when you're like editing and you have a hard drive.
Yep, you got a
fucking SD card in that bitch.
Yep. And
working at a coffee shop always sounds convenient until you're 40 minutes in.
Yeah, it always, I don't know. I like it. I do like working in a coffee shop. I just don't
like. I'm out of the house. I'm doing a thing. I got to edit.
But the problem about the coffee shop is like the conveniences of home are gone.
Yeah.
So like then, yeah, the unplugging, dude, it happened to me in San Diego 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I had the whole setup, Final Cut finally open. It takes fucking forever to open. I don't know why. Externals. I'm like, yeah, I goddamn put the clip into Final Cut.
Clip it.
And my body goes, hey, you got to shit now.
Poop. What do you do? Shit on the laptop.
That's why I think wearing a diaper would not be a bad idea.
Bet.
Can you imagine wearing a diaper? Sounds good. But then you shit. You just got to sit in your own shit.
Yeah. How do you flush in a diaper? Let me flush it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying a diaper really does. Anything can be a diaper. Your pants? Diaper.
That's true.
If your jeans are skinny enough, diaper. Boxers? Diaper. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. God damn.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.